Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank podcast.
Okay, so we're gonna make our goats of Mount Rushmore of things. How it works is I'm gonna put a topic on the table. Just tell me your best thing of that. I'll do mine and we'll make four together. Okay?
Okay.
It's be nice and easy. All okay, right. Just the best of the best.
All right.
The first one is I want to put on the table right now for our Mount Rushmore is products to come out of Ōtara. Okay? People could be anything, could be whatever it is, but an Ōtara legends at Rushmore. Who's going to be number one on that?
Oh, Alila Otiti.
Oi! Okay, explain to me.
I grew up with this fella. You know, went to the same church as well, played ball. He's just a legend. He's got a coffee company that's out there, a coffee truck.
Yes.
Just a legend, bro, because I grew up with him in church and also just seeing him win. And, you know, him being a representation of us and then putting on their Warriors jersey, poor dude. But
wait, rewind that a bit. We need to unpack it again on that one. What do you mean, poor dude, bro? We're doing well.
Yeah. Okay, But that's just seeing him do that. It's like it was huge for us from Ōtara. Like, man, the bros made it to the grand final. Like, bro, just a bro that we know is on TV carving it up, and how people praise him, like. You know, the offloading king, you know, doing all these things. I'm like, man, he is a goat. Like, I love that guy.
So I remember there was an interview and they called him the Michael Jordan of
yes.
Yeah, you remember that one?
That's right.
And because he's just so talented and he just, that offloading was like, whew.
Well, fun fact, he's a baller.
Oh, he is?
So that's why those offloads are good.
Man.
And I sort of noticed that those that are good at offloading are basketballers as well. So I don't know.
All right. So I'm going to bring my next one to the table. I'm going to go with my good friend, Hollywood actor, Beulah Kowale. Okay.
This is my brother.
Now, I don't want to be like, hey, I'm not riding on the bro. This is my G right here. Okay. I interviewed a long time ago him. And from that moment on, he's like, me and you are going to be best mates. And we have been best mates since. Just an honest to just fucking real. He's just a real motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll tell you how it is. If he doesn't agree with something, he'll let you know straight away. And he'll tell you to your face. And he won't sugarcoat shit. He'll say, nah, that's not on. Or, nah, I don't like how you did that. And that's what I respect more than anything with him. So, yeah, that's my second pick, man, is my bro, Beulah Kowale.
Beulah Kowale, he's a legend. Sorry if you mind me talking about the bro as well.
No, you go for it.
That's
it's
my
flavor.
Rules, man. So being grateful of the bro. He's been supportive with the Lecture Drop as well. He came through during while we were on set. And it was just such a humbling moment because when the bro pulled up, he was like, bro, did you write the song? I said, yeah. And he goes, bro, you spoke about my life. And I said, I know I did. And he goes, I'll tell you a little secret, bro. And he goes, well, and he goes, when I wrote the song, I wrote you as the son's character.
Oh.
And he goes, no way. And he says, yeah. So it was just those things. And then there was such a moment because when we're shooting, the man pops up. And I was like, all right. So, yeah, but legend. That's the brother.
All right, man. Number three, who are we going with here?
Oh, number three. Damn. We've got too many Warriors players from Ōtara.
It's so true, though. You're so right. Say, yeah.
There's so many Warriors players. Who else can I say? Carlos Olberg.
Oh, there we okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's Miles.
Now he went to James Cook High School too, hey.
Mm-hmm.
But he got kicked out of, I think he left TC, he stayed there for a year, but he is a Ōtara. He's that's through and through.
Ōtara boy. I've known this kid ever since he was young, hung around with my cousins. Yeah, And just to see where he is now, so super proud of him, you know, in that octagon and just the representation of Ōtara. I'm like, bro, do us proud, man. Get in there. Represent the brave, my bro. And that's what he's doing.
I've done a few interviews with him, and he's just been, you could tell he's from South Auckland. Like, you're like, hey, that's us, my bro.
Yeah. He's hard to
do. Okay, and the last one, I'm a bit stuck here. I'm going to go, and you could correct me if I'm wrong here.
Okay.
Pauli Fuimana.
Oh.
I'm good there?
No, you're good.
The doors that this guy opened for everybody to understand, like, this is us and this is music and this is what we can do for not just Ōtara, but just Pacifica and Māori as well. He opened a lot of doors up, and he showed people that, hey, it's not just you Palangis that can do the music. Mm-hmm. Like, we can do it too, and we can do it better. And these Māoris are doing it too. You know, look at Billy T, look at all this, look at that. And he was and from what I know, I don't know the full story, but from what I know, he's opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people.
Yes. And you know, his name still reigns in Ōtara heavy to this day, especially his family. I see a lot of me in him, especially in Pauly, like with what he's been able to do, also with the film score stuff where I landed off the Hobson Shaw. So it's those things. I feel like I see a lot of me in that guy. And very, very well respected. Even his brother, Philip Fuimana, the UPR boys. Just a huge movement during that time, man. I wish you were still around, you know what I mean? So I can go and have these chats like what we have now. Like, just go and just touch base and see where I could do better or maybe collaborate with the bro. But yeah, rest in peace to us.
So we've got honorable mentions. Anyone else that we may have missed out?
Oh, there's a lot.
I want to say young Sid. Like,
yeah,
just off the top. Like, yeah, Sid is, he put a lot of eyes onto Ōtara, and I appreciated that.
In that music scene, he did too. Yeah. You know, I still rate him as one of my goats, you know, to this day, especially now that the direction that he's heading, he's more dangerous now, I see.
Mm.
So there's a lot of, that's the thing, my little small town has a lot of goats there.
It does.
A lot.
We didn't even get onto RTS. There's no Roger Tuivasa-Shik in there.
Roger. There's Ruben Wiki.
Oh, I forgot about Ruben.
Eric Rush.
Oh.
So I stay right across the road from Eric Rush. So, yeah, and we're all on the same street, like Roger, RTS and all of them. So it's there's Adi Jar. There's so many goats out of that city, out of Ōtara. Fighters as well. There's too many of them to name. I'm sorry, guys.
If we missed you, you know we're thinking of you.
Yeah.
Okay, and another goat that I'm going to bring to the table, another topic. We're going to talk about things to get Ōtara flea markets. What's the top four things to get there? You want to kick us off?
Oh, okay. It's a little bit different now.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now, the market's not the same.
No, not even close.
Not even close. So, I'm a fussy pants, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say steak and egg. We had the best steak and egg rolls, so they moved them out to Rewa.
I thought they were
over there now. So, then we had, what else? I would say good donuts, but there's good donuts everywhere.
Hey.
Then we've got the likes of Tarn's Kitchen. We can go get that from.
What's your first one? What are we going to put up there? As a kid going into it, where's the first thing? Or a teenager, what do you get?
So I'm a kid going back to the old flea market.
The real flea market.
Yep, the real flea market. So I'm going to get a steak and egg roll.
Okay.
And all the Ōtarians will know what I'm talking about. So it's the famous steak and egg roll place. And who's not no longer there no more. But, yeah, I think that's the reason why a lot of people stop going to the market now because of that.
Because I went to the Manukau markets.
Yep.
And I was like, damn, this tastes like the one from thing. And now it's making sense.
No, I saw it. I was like,
okay, I'm going to go with the bro that sells the little minus, and they sell the Cook Island potato salad and the little circular little thing.
Yeah.
And you walk around in it and you just eat it. Though I don't know what it does with it, but man, I could eat like two or three of those tubs just walking up and down the markets. Yeah.
Man, that's the one thing over there.
I know they have it at the Ōtara markets, but that's the other thing too, is that you have the night markets and it kind of opens up everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, what else are we putting on this?
Well, you got to get you some some Ōtara t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't get them over in Australia or anywhere else. So you got to get the – and also they have the 5Xs, so 5, 6, 7 Xs. So for my brothers and sisters out there, they know it's, they're safe out there.
Yeah. All right, the last one that I'm going to put money on, I'm going to give $5 to T-Hay to give me a hearty freestyle.
Yeah.
Come on, T-Hay, brother. Let's sort it out. We've been trying to get T-Hay on 4x Friday for like a year now.
Really?
Yeah. We said, hey, we'll pay for – you don't want an Uber? We got you. And then he's like, oh, yeah, bro. But hey, T-Hay, sort me out, bro.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to reach out to the brother.
Bro, please. Regan was supposed to, and he never did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think he did, but he never got back. All right. Thank you, my bro. Thank you so much, MIG.
Appreciate you. Thank you, brother.
Frank Podcast.
And Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.